As I said before, this service has been a celebration of the last couple of months in youth ministry, youth and adult ministry. It's been really great as you've seen some of the fantastic things that have happened, and we can't do it without the support and encouragement of you guys. So we want to thank you guys for putting up with us sometimes, and but most of all, loving and encouraging all of us, and to go on and do better things than we have done before. And God is doing some amazing things within the youth and adults, but also amongst the whole church. I mean, you see the children of ministry in our kids and the stuff they're doing. And if we could have everyone up here, part of ministry, telling stories, we'd be here for hours and hours, and you'd be wiping grins off of people's faces for the rest of the afternoon. It's great to see God's doing some stuff here. And so currently we're just in celebration of the last couple of months. And currently at our definition evening services, we're going through the book of Habakkuk. I'm not too sure if many people know where it is. It's one of the old proper ones. We didn't know where it was before we sort of looked into it today. It'd be good to do that. And so, yeah, we're leading into that one of those prophets. So if you've got nothing to do at 6:30 tonight, Matt Carson is going to be doing a wonderful sermon tonight on the second chapter of Habakkuk, or the end of the first and second chapter of Habakkuk. So that'll be really cool. And at any time that you want to catch up, our sermons are always online as well, our definition service, and sermons are always online. So feel free to jump on the website and have a listen to them there, because it's really cool. And then the last series that we did it on leadership. And we wanted to bring some of those thoughts here this morning, because in all areas of our lives, we are either in leadership, where we're leading over one or two people, 100 people, 1,000 people, or we're under some sort of leadership. And for most of us, that brings up all different kinds of feelings and emotions and things we have to deal with. Some are good, and some are sort of hard to wrestle with and struggle with. So we decided to look at that and work out what tools we can use, and look at some scriptures to think, okay, how can we use God in this? Where is God in all this? And so I'll be touching on some of the themes surrounding that. But if you have got a spare 30 minutes, ask you to go to the website, because Matt Carson did a wonderful one on the qualities of Christian leadership. And so, if you go for a walk in the morning, download it and have his voice pumping through your ears when you go for a walk. It's really good. And you'll learn lots of things as well. So we're going to go through some things here. But I wanted to play a bit of a game with you guys first. Now, I'm sure most of you like or have seen the show Antiques Roadshow. Yeah? When people would bring their old stuff in and get it appraised to see how much it was actually worth. So you guys are going to be the appraisers. You guys are going to tell me how much something's worth. Alright? So I'm going to show some toys up there. Because I love toys. It's all good. they're obviously worth a lot more than what they were first bought for. But we're going to determine whether they are still valued now at under $1,000 or over $1,000. So if you think they are under $1,000, I want you to put your hand across your chest. And if you're over $1,000, put your hand up. Does that make sense? Alright, so under $1,000, hand across your chest. Over $1,000, put your hand up. Okay, for the first picture. This is a Nintendo game. This is before the Wii was brought out. So it's a fitness mat. You used to plug it into it and you have that. So originally you can see it was bought for $29.99. So nowadays, in today's market, do you think it's worth under $1,000 or over $1,000? Have a look around, see what people are doing. Well, currently, this is worth $22,000. In fact, it didn't even last that long, because Nintendo actually bought out the company that produced this and became a collector's item after that. So if you got it right, continue. It's good fun. We've got another one. Now, some of you guys might have this toy leaving at home. This is a Cabbage Patch doll, mint conditioning, 1992. So hand across your head. That's for under $1,000. Over $1,000, put your head up. Oh, a little bit more mixed options here. Now actually they're $995. They're very close, but not that much. Okay, next one. Happy Holiday Barbie in 1988, I think. So over $1,000 or under $1,000? $400. Now, this is one that they produced one first. They had limited run, and they sold out very quickly. They put another one out. Then after that sold out very quickly, they realised we can start doing collector's items. So this is the first one of the whole collector's items, but it's still not, unfortunately, not worth that much today. Next one, Benson Play Puppy. So again, over $1,000, under $1,000. $50,000. A very limited run. Obviously, these are in mint condition, so not just ears fall off or anything like that. But $50,000 is worth. As I said, limited run. And the last one, 1969 VW Beetle Beach Bomb, it was called. So over 1,000, under 1,000. $72,000. The reason why they stopped making it is because the wheels didn't fit on their Mattel track. So it got to, $72,000. Now, I just wanted to, I bet now some of you guys are thinking, going to raid the old toys back at home and think and pull out some of these to see if they're worth, or you're thinking, why did I get rid of those toys back then? But it's funny how we often put value on things. We put monetary values on some things. And I want to ask a question. When a young kid, when a young child plays with it, do they see the monetary value in it? Do they see the same value that we put in it? It's funny that I've got a 2-year-old boy, and it's funny to see him play around with different things. We bought a toy recently, and he started playing with a box rather than the toy. I think we spent $30 on this toy. Go play with this. We're going to rip out the box. And no, we're not going to do that. It's okay. But it's funny how they do it. And so kids don't see the perceived value in it. And it's funny because, as I said, Thomas will jump around from playing with a $15 puppy dog to a $25 Humpty to a 10-cent cardboard box. And if you try to take one of those things away from him, it's the most valuable things in the world to him. And so it's funny how we can sometimes put value on some things over some other things. And now how God sees things. Right? God sees things as like a child sees things. God doesn't have any value, perceived value on us. He doesn't see us worth more than other people. He sees us all the same. And regardless of how we might see view people and how view people's gifts and view people's thoughts and put people above other people, he sees us as all the same and equal value. And this is where we're going to have today's text. So I'm going to get Amy to come and read this morning's text, which is from 1 Corinthians 12, 12 to 27.
Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles,